my story starts in early 1996. At that time, I was in my mid-40s. And I loved my job. I mean, I really, really, really loved my job. I worked for a cable company at the time, back when their reputations were different. I worked for Viacom Cable, and I was a regional manager and responsible for government relations. And we had 425 customers all along the western side of this state. And we had a team of 13, and we really gelled. And that's kind of the backstory. But it's February, and we're at a meeting called by our senior VP from California. So he's up, and he's doing FaceTime, which we suspect there might be a big announcement. So we go into the meeting, and it's just, it's the team of 13 and this one guy, and he goes, "Everybody quiet. I have something to say. I have to meet, make a plane in the afternoon, so listen up." A little different tone than we're used to. So he says, "I have four things to say. Number one, Viacom is up for sale." Well, that didn't really surprise us, actually. A lot of telecommunications consolidations and mergers going on. "We're going to sell to TCI. Ew." That one kind of surprised us, but not too much because it was the largest operator in the known universe. So, okay. "We got to get the sale done by the end of the year." I said to myself, "Is that even possible?" And he looked at me and he said, "Diane, that is possible. Because of number four, we, Viacom Senior Management, are going to offer you a generous state of the end bonus." Oh, well, now we're talking. "We got to do the dirty deed. We got to do it fast in a way that we really don't want to. Okay, here's the North Star, the state of the end bonus." I had a great reputation in the work that I did. I went to Washington, D.C. and Olympia. I knew all the elected officials, state, the city managers and attorneys. I worked with them for 20 plus years. They knew me, I knew them. Sometimes I didn't have to tell them something really, really good, but I could tell it to them because they trusted me. I had a reputation and I enjoyed my work. I did a lot of work alone because I spent a lot of time in small, tiny towns in the middle of the night when they have their council meetings. I also worked in the office. So once that sale was announced, I recognized, some of my colleagues didn't, but I recognized I would have to stay to the end to do my job because a sale isn't complete until you transfer all of the franchises. And a franchise is a 50 to 100 page document in 125 jurisdictions. That's why I thought it might not be able to be done by the end of the year. But I got busy. I got moving. Because I had great relationships with those cities, those counties, those tiny little towns. And so I got busy. I made phone calls. I set appointments. Every single one of them took a minimum of 5 face-to-face contacts. Some of them took many, many more. Because when you sell a cable company, the franchise gets opened. And the city can ask the cable operator for anything. "You know, we really need that fire truck. You know that street down there that's got all those potholes? You know, we thought maybe we could get those fixed." So truly, that's what we dealt with. So we had a federal law, and we had the local laws. And a couple of us in our organization knew the arcane ins and outs of that. I happened to be one of them. My colleague worked from the city of Seattle North, and I worked King County and south. So, asses and elbows. We were moving fast. We were moving hard because everybody's bonus depended on whether or not we could get this job done. So my next big moment when I'm coming home from Carbonado, foothills of the mountain. On a good day, it takes 2 hours to drive to Gig Harbor where I live. So we're last on the agenda of their council meeting. So I'm driving, I'm leaving there, kind of yawning. It's about 9:30. It's been a good meeting as they go. But I'm driving home, and I'm moving along, and I'm thinking, well, let's see, tomorrow I got to go to Oak Harbor. And all of a sudden, I'm stuck in traffic. There's been an accident on the bridge about 4 hours earlier. That's when we had one bridge. Okay, and so I'm stuck in with everybody else. So I pick up my brick cell phone, you remember them, and I start, because I'm only crawling about 4 miles an hour, so I pick up my messages, and I'm hearing, yep, got to do this, okay, I'm writing that down, oh, got to do that, okay. So all these people who've called me while I've been at the council meeting, and all of a sudden, there's this enthusiastic female voice that says, Diane, I got my second interview at Microsoft, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get the job, and I'm going to be marketing director for this new product. And I'm trying to be enthusiastic, because this is my best friend at Viacom, part of the 13. She's obviously not going to stay to the end, but she's got this great opportunity, and I'm trying to find happiness inside my container to be excited about her message of hope and potential. And I can't find it. I'm exhausted. I am spent. I instead start to spiral a little bit in my mind as I'm traveling now maybe 6 miles an hour. And I recognize I might get home by 11 or 11:30. Then I got to get ready for tomorrow. I got to try to sleep with my head going like this. And then I'm going to get on the road at 5:30 in the morning to go to Oak Harbor by 8 o'clock. This was my life. This was it. And I kept thinking, what in the hell am I doing? Oh, yes, there's that North Star, stay to the end bonus. Literally, at moments like that, it's the only thing that kept me going. So, some of my colleagues in other parts of the country are getting their franchises done. I'm getting my franchises transferred. Everything's going pretty smoothly. We get to the very, very, very end, and I finish my last one. I call my corporate office. I said, Susie, I'm so excited. Yelm just got done. So, woohoo! You know, we got a little tiny celebration. So they put a date out there when all of the franchises would be done, and we would officially be TCI. So I go into my office. I look out the window, and I know that sometime TCI might actually communicate with us. They haven't up to this point. The regional management team had, which is now skeleton crew, had no idea if we had jobs or not. We had never communicated with them. We had asked, what do you think? Are you thinking about a new organizational structure? Any ideas? Give us anything, a bone, anything. So here comes a guy from the Denver office. He's a big muckety-muck. I've seen him at conferences. I've seen him speak, kind of quiet, reserved. He's tall. He comes into my office. He kind of fills up the doorway. I get up from around my desk because I'm going to go meet him. And I get out there, and I put my hand out, and he takes a little box of my new business cards. Say, Diane Lachelle, Government Relations Director, TCI, plops them on my desk. And he says, you're going to need these. He says, I need you to go to the city of Seattle, to Seattle Council meeting tonight, and I need you to say this, 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 and this. I don't think I can. That's not accurate. And he stands back, and he laughs at me. And he said, surely, by this time, you've spent enough time in the industry and enough time in your role to know that you have to lie to cities. Not me. We don't do that at Viacom. And I don't do that. It's my reputation. And he said, you don't work for Viacom. And I felt this surge in my body, like all of my cells got realigned. And I just, with a poker face, looked at him. He turned on his heel, left my office, and went down the hallway. I got back around my desk, started typing, typed up my resignation letter, slipped it under the box of brand new business cards, left the building, and didn't look back. 2 days later, registered mail. I open it up. I stated the end bonus from Viacom. Yeah! Thank you.